Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert, because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Let's get to the rapid fire. Number 25, Michigan, laying 14.5 at Michigan State. Big Ten Saturday night, 7:30 on NBC. We got old Nepo Baby and Blackledge on the call. I just thought it was Michigan or pass. You can't ask me to bet State. Do I like that the number's north of 15 when it opened to 12? No. If you forced me, I'd probably tell you just stay away from the damn thing. This is the Alamo. This is the last stand. If MSU's got any toothpaste in the tube, they got to do it here. But I don't have any confidence in their edges both ways. The tackles on offense, the ends on defense. Michigan, major advantages on the line of scrimmage. And to me, they should be able to just line up, pound the rock, line up with their base four rush and pressure the shit out of Childs. And I just haven't seen anything from Michigan State suggestive they will keep it close. And look, were they the better team in 90 or 93 or 95 or 2001 or the 2 years John L. Smith took them to overtime? No. But those teams and that era of college football's dead. Those teams understood the rivalry. They knew what they were getting into. I got to listen to this Ziploc bag of Cool Whip talk about, well, you know, I'd be great for my players. You know what? Go away. Okay. It's Michigan or pass. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm not exactly inspired by Michigan this year. You look at them not against, you know, group of five or six schools. Look at them in their power opponents. They're scoring 21 points per game.
They're not good.
So they're not bad, they're just not good. The idea that Michigan's going to go on the road and cover what's a bad number. We'd be betting a bad number at 14.5, and everybody's betting the Wolverines. Like if you want to grind your axe and bet against the Spartans to feel good about it, Mike, I wasn't going to beat you up, but I do think betting public on the road, bad number, is a trifecta to stay away from.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do anything. I don't even want the game on television. I'm celebrating my birthday Saturday, and I don't even want to look at it. I don't even want time on it
because it is the local game. I think the biggest edge is something you touched on, Michigan's pass rush against MSU's patchwork offensive line. I think that's Michigan's biggest edge. The other thing is going to be Justice Haynes didn't play last week. If he does go, that's the key to Michigan literally running away with it and covering a big number.
Yeah, and look, a lot of the things I would talk about with this game, it feels very flat. Like, I always love when people are like, oh, you go downplaying it because State stinks. Well, first of all, you idiots don't even consider us a rival, right? Isn't that what you spend the rest of the year typing on your keyboard? So then why are you angry if I just treat it like you treat it? Second of all, for there to be excitement about a rivalry game, both teams have to be able to get up off the mat a little bit. You know, a boxing match is only as good as the two pugilists in the middle of the ring. If you're boxing air, or, you know, the WB frog in gloves and you're Apollo Creed, I'm sorry. What is there to be excited about? And I know a lot of Spartans who are simply just saying, get it over with. If this forces change, I hope these scumbags invade our stadium. I hope they win 34-17. And let's just be done with this so we can get back to being excited about the rivalry.
Look, I know this is like a touchy subject, like rooting against your team. We're going to touch on it, I think, at least a little bit tomorrow morning. I think you root against your team when it's in the best interest of your team. So if you're mathematically eliminated at the end of a pro sports season and your draft position is worth rooting for, I'll root against my team. If I got a coach or a GM that the team stubbornly refuses to fire, I'm thinking about Matt Patricia most recently with the Detroit Lions. Yeah, I was rooting for the Lions to lose because I needed him gone. And if you've reached that point at MSU, you're not actually rooting for Michigan. You're rooting for the best interest of Michigan State, and that is to be pummeled to force change that you still haven't seen from your athletic director. So I don't fault any MSU fan. I think wearing the gear is a little much, but I don't blame any MSU fan for rooting for Michigan this week.
No, and ultimately, even if they beat Michigan, I would still need three more wins to feel good about it. They need to get to 7-5 at a minimum, and I that's not happening. So, yeah, no, I could stay away from this game very easily, and I think that's what I'm going to do. I don't even want to look at it. I'm disgusted by it. Michigan and Michigan State should be an absolute war. It should be about hatred. It should be physical. It should be a defensive oriented game. And it's just, we haven't held up our end. I guess that's all I can tell you is like MSU hasn't held up their end of the rivalry. So I'm just done with it. Like get someone in here who understands what this is about, or I don't know, fuck off. How about that?
Well said. Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.